Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
I've got a Casablanca.
And I've got a helpful ladies.
Date Fight! Hello, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have looked through all of history to find the most expired horses there are and to flog them again to see if we can breathe life into a format which is causing nothing but despair in all of us. Joining us today is Lizzie Allen Roper. Hello, Lizzie. How are you?
Hello. I'm taking on the role of Lester Pickett and flogging this dead horse into oblivion.
Whoa. Lovely. I'm going to take us all the way back to the 1st of November, 1848, and the foundation of the Boston Medical School. Until 1847, Ooh. Women weren't allowed to attend medical schools because they were silly. They did silly medicine, they made silly decisions, and everything they did was nonsense because up until the mid-19th century, as we know, women were nonsense. However, in the mid-19th century, Samuel Gregory, a man with foresight and the desire to improve the lot of humanity, started the Women's Boston Female Medical School because he didn't like touching ladies' bits.
Yuckola!
He thought the only people who should look at fannies should have fannies. And so he thought that only women should be midwives. Men shouldn't really have to get involved with any of what was going on down there. It was confusing, it was messy, he didn't like it, and he wanted nothing more to do with it. And if women had to get medical educations to deal with it, then so be it. And he started the Boston Female Medical School to deal with the stuff he didn't want to do.
I love the idea. Students. Can you imagine? I'm sorry. But going and seeing a doctor saying, "Hi, doctor, I'm slightly concerned about something." And him just going,
"Look at that! Oh, yuck!"
Isn't that what Dr. Christian What's-His-Face does on Channel 4?
Christian
That's essentially
Jepsen,
his job.
Jensen. Jepsen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my friend.
What you've got there is an anus spider.
No, speaking as a lady with a nuna, it's quite extraordinary how sometimes we are treated like we have something appalling and vile between our legs. And my friend, who has enormous bosoms, went to a very reputable bra shop where they're supposed to be able to just look at you and with a magic wand go, "Oh, yes, you are a 60F. And she was asked to strip down to her bra, and the woman pulled the curtain back and said to her, "Well, I haven't got anything for that," and shut the curtain again.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it's not easy being a lady. For your top bits or your bottom bits, you will always be crucified for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back in the day, we actually could do that, you know, and that was...
It hasn't been that long ago.
No.
I mean, it is a delicate balance because you don't want people being shocked and repulsed by them, but at the same token, you don't want anybody going, "Oh, this is... Wow, I cannot wait to get my hands on this."
Maybe we should aim for apathy.
Yeah. And then there's also the apocryphal story about the lady who was going to see her gynecologist. Do you know this one? Lady going to see her gynecologist, and you know, because we're so filthy down there, she normally you give yourselves a little bit of a wash before you turn up. It's like going for a massage, and she
you brush your teeth before the dentist, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
And the gynecologist. So,
and the vaginal dentata.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she'd got a tissue out of her bag and she'd given it a wipe around.
Once over.
And then she'd opened wide and said, and the gynecologist said, that's very nice of you. And apparently she had small children and a party the day before and a lot of glitter and just sort of wiped glitter all around her pudenda.
Did it spread poof out in some
sense? Oh!
Yes, there I can see go. Why you've come to see
magic.
Me now. That's amazing. I would love to have tinsel smegma.
Yeah. And a tiny Paul Daniels who lived in my pants.
Oh, I do have that.
Yeah.
But you know those girls in Essex?
Because no one likes it a lot.
Yeah, no.
The I don't. Do you remember when the vajazzle became real? The vajazzle, the vajazzle. Oh, you're nothing if you haven't shaved it all off and then done some bizarre thing to it. I've never understood how the vajazzle doesn't go south and end up
an anazzle.
An azzle.
Yeah.
An azzle.
Yeah.
I have an azzle.
Is it mainly
wasn't he in charge of the Suez crisis?
You have to. You have to. My Suez Canal is an azzle, and you have to be incredibly precise with the wiping. That's the thing. I usually use a small ball of cotton wool on the end of a drill.
It's a lesson for life, though, really, isn't it? Always be.
It's a lovely story.
With wiping.
Let's move on. I wish
everyone could have heard this yesterday. It was so funny.
It was, but mainly because we objected to the funny name. Some of them found out they were an entirely worthy person and had to hurriedly retract our obvious racism. So actually, we're better off today.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
great.
Look like much better people.
Okay, well, I'm okay with that. Good.
Mm.
Well then.
What have you got for us?
Oh, is it my guess?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's shown you his.
No idea where
you
we were
have
in the
to show.
Show
him yours.
I cannot. This is absolutely. We're approaching the end of 365 days of this podcast. And I'm going to be the one, like, staggering up to the finish line of the marathon, vomiting all down my front. While Nat skips merrily across. Fine.
Get your pee nizzle out and share it with the viewers.
No problem.
Buzz Lightyear.
It's 1800.
Is it?
And it's, yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I'd have to check. Probably. And on November the 1st, John Adams becomes the first president of the United States to live in the executive mansion, later known as the White House. Mm. And white is the word. It took 8 years to build, and it was mainly built by enslaved and free African-American labourers. Love the thought of those guys side by side. Do you want to go for a pint after? Sorry. Also, some employed Europeans, but also immigrants without citizenship. So it's a lovely. So I mean, it's the right place for Donald Trump to be in right now. I think walls built of sandstone were erected by Scottish immigrants. People don't actually know where the sandstone comes from. Some think it's come from Croatia, but nobody really knows. He wrote.
I bet.
To,
what's his name? He did the Da Vinci Code nose.
Yeah, Dan Snow.
Brown.
Dan,
yeah.
Dirty man.
So Dan Brown Snow.
Dan Snow.
My favorite.
Don't eat the brown snow.
My favorite. John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail after taking residence. I'll do a historical American. I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and all the cheer after. Do you know what? I f***ed up yesterday and I f***ed it up today. And all that shall hereafter inhabit it. I just have to take it. There's nothing I can do. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof. Being definitive proof that God does not exist. In the basement.
Maybe it's because that roof burnt off very shortly afterwards. Maybe it's that specific roof.
That's true.
When they redid it in 1812.
Because we set fire to it.
Just anuses after that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful anazzle that they had. John Adams had an anazzle.
I hear George Washington had a wooden anazzle.
He has.
George Washington used the anazzle of his slaves.
Oh my God. My anazzle is so itchy right now. The basement has a bowling alley and a flower shop. Bowling alley currently has a picture on the side which says, "Be best." And what is that all about? And it also has the PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operations Center, which is the sort of secure bunker. And the last time it was used was on May the 29th of this year, when Donald Trump was like, "Oh, the George Floyd protests." Everyone else is like, "Is a nuclear bomb about to land? Okay, well, we'll be fine then." But he was like, "Oh, there's some people with a couple of cans of petrol." Ran away.
Yeah, but imagine if they had got in. They would rip him. They would have ripped him to shreds. It would have been fantastic.
It looks like he's quite a doughy texture. He's been left to overprove.
Yes. He had.
You could grab a handful of him and it would just come away.
Mr. Pillsbury. Have you seen the footage of, I don't know if you've seen the new Borat movie. I do recommend it. I think it's incredible. Yes. At one point, he sings a song on stage at a sort of far right gun rally thing, but there's some behind the scenes footage. What happened was, he explained this on Colbert. They were filming it, and all these people were singing along. I mean, I'm not going to spoil the song, but it's incredible, the lyrics that you've got all these people singing. But there was a, simultaneously, there was a Black Lives Matter protest going on, like, across the way. And a couple of people had come over to this far right thing to kind of act as observers. And they were like sort of liberal elite, right, from Black Lives Matter watching it. And they go, oh my God, that's Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's Sacha Baron Cohen. And one of the people actually at this far right rally goes, it's what now? It's what? And word gets out, That ain't no patriot. That's Sacha Baron Cohen. And they storm the stage. And he literally has to run for his life and jump into the van. And there's footage of him going, go, 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 go. And they're literally trying to wrench the door open from him.
Wow.
It is absolutely terrifying.
I like the fact that even during that footage, the producer, he says, is the door locked? And the producer goes, yeah, it's fine, the door's locked. At which point the door bursts open.
Yes! Because people could...
With typical regard for the safety of the performer, producer's gone, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Carry on, mate.
I think whoever was his producer needs to look at themselves quite carefully, because they also didn't charge a mobile phone during a fairly critical moment.
Yeah.
I think I'd be pretty annoyed with that producer.
Let's do the birthdays and the deathdays. Happy birthday to Spencer Percival. He's the only Prime Minister who's been assassinated so far.
Nat! No, I will. No! No! Oh, boy.
Happy death day to Ima Sumac, the singer with the enormous range, and who is also the best singer named after a condiment apart from salt and pepper, and Emmylou Harris.
Oh, that's really good! Oh, I love that.
Day two of that response.
That's really good.
There we go.
I'm trying to think of one now, I can't.
I know, it took me a while to
get it. I bet it did.
Yeah. There aren't as many condiments as you think. Oh, Lizzie, who's going to win?
All I'm doing is thinking about that now. As soon as I got it, I'll break in. Rest assured.
by gum. It's 1848, and I'm Dr. Sam Gregory. And you know what I don't like? Ladies' minges. Oh, no, thank you very much. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Hello, you're a lady. You've got a front bottom. Would you like to look at another lady's front bottom? That's the end of that. It was much better yesterday.
Well, I also I do want to make the point that some men from the north don't mind them. It's quite important. We're not generalising there. They don't mind them. They don't like them, but they don't.
Oh,
mind.
Blah blah blah. It's 1800 and we're in the White House. I'm much more interested in Dr. Sam Gregory and his aversion to pudenda. Although
I wish you could have met him. Like, I think that would have been amazing.
What do you think of that, Dr. Gregory?
Yeah, you think you don't like those ones?
Sorry. Your eyes.
What, Nadia, what did you say?
I'm just asking if anyone knows what pudenda means in Latin.
No, not.
It means things of which you should be ashamed.
Wow.
Yep. So when you talk about your pudenda, that's what you're talking about, things of which you should...
That's a lot of meaning in a little word.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, quite right too.
Shame bits.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
for more shameful bits, come back tomorrow.
We've got a lot of it here. We've got it by the bucket load.
Oh, yeah.